And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 17th of January. January 17th is Popeye Day. Yes, Popeye, the lovable, one-eyed, deformed-looking sailor with a speech impediment who inspired us to eat our spinach, was created today by Elsie Chrysler Seeger in 1929. Popeye made his silver screen debut on July 14th, 1933. In the same year, Popeye also had his own cartoon. The journey of Popeye continued into radio, comic book series, magazines, and a cartoon series in the 1960s. There were 220 Popeye episodes made for television within 2 years. Popeye's theme song lyrics were, "Oh, I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. I'm strong to the finish because I eats me spinach. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man." Popeye has been a favorite for several generations. The character has superhuman strength when eating spinach. Moreover, he uses this vegetable champion in vitamins and iron to get out of delicate but humorous situations. The first time Popeye made his appearance, America was in a state of economic depression. Amazingly, Popeye's character made his fans crave spinach. Sales of spinach increased by 33% across the United States, while the whole of America was suffering from the financial crisis of the 30s. Canned spinach is one of the healthiest canned vegetables you can eat. 1/2 cup of canned spinach contains more than your recommended daily value of vitamin K to help with the formation of bones, tissues, and hormones. It also has 70% of your recommended daily value of vitamin A to keep eyes and skin healthy and to protect the body against infections. It's a good source of fiber, antioxidants, iron, and of course, plant-based protein. Today is the birthday of the mother of the Salvation Army, Catherine Booth, born on this day in 1829. Catherine Booth, who encouraged people to be vegetarian, telling them to, quote, eat like a Christian. Catherine and her husband, William Booth, were among the first to recommend vegetarianism as a Christian practice. They believed that eating meat was not essential to health and that it was cruel to animals. The Booths wanted the Salvation Army to be a vegetarian movement. The Salvation Army is a Protestant Christian church and an international charitable organization headquartered in London, England, which seeks to bring salvation to the poor, destitute, and hungry by meeting both their physical and spiritual needs. It is present in 133 countries, running charity shops, operating shelters for the homeless, and disaster relief and humanitarian aid to developing countries. And today is the birthday of what may be the granddaddy of all vegan podcasts, the Plant-Based News Podcast, hosted by Robbie Lockie, Joe Best et al., first published today in 2017. This podcast is beginning its 10th year of content with 173 episodes, which include interviews with all the vegans you want to hear from. The Plant-Based News, or PBN, podcast delivers pioneering vegan news and ethical views. Your go-to podcast for plant-based nutrition and everything to do with living a vegan lifestyle. Some episode titles are NBA legend John Sally on why the plant-based diet changed his life. Are human beings designed to be herbivores? Dr. Milton Mills explains. Ricky Gervais on being vegan. And detox doctor, Dr. Bobby Price, why the FDA is not working for health. You'll hear from physicians, activists, chefs, celebrities, environmental scientists, and many more. Check out this educational, entertaining, and encouraging podcast today. And here's a poem for today by Carl Sandburg, Washerwoman. The washerwoman is a member of the Salvation Army, and over the tub of suds rubbing underwear clean, she sings that Jesus will wash her sins away, and the red wrong she has done God and man shall be white as driven snow. Rubbing underwear, she sings of the last great wash day. Washerwoman by Carl Sandburg. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with a reminder to be like Popeye and eat your spinach.